Welcome to a news experience designed to empower you to think critically and form your own opinions. In this episode, I present the latest top stories by weaving together coverage from a variety of news outlets, offering you a balanced view of the facts and perspectives. My goal is simple: inspire you to be your own judge in the complex world of news without any sensationalism or antics. By hearing different angles, you'll have the tools to make thoughtful and balanced decisions about the stories that matter most. If you find value in this approach, please like, share, and subscribe to stay up to date with my future episodes. Now let's navigate the news together. Let's kick things off with a wild twist out of Washington. Trump's top intelligence brass are in the hot seat after a leaked chat scandal. The Guardian says National Intelligence Director Tulsi Gabbard and CIA boss John Ratcliffe testified before the House, denying that war plans against Yemen's Houthis spilled out in a Signal group chat. It's a messy fallout from Tuesday's bombshell, and both sides are weighing in. What's the deal? The Washington Post broke it Tuesday. Jeffrey Goldberg from The Atlantic got accidentally added to a chat with Trump's team, including plans for Yemen strikes. Fox News says Gabbard and Ratcliffe told lawmakers no classified information was shared, full stop. The Associated Press notes two died in SANAs from U.S. strikes yesterday. Timing's awkward. Goldberg doubled down per Reuters, saying he saw real plans before getting booted. What's the split? The Blaze has some brushing it off, says it's a nothing burger. A GOP aide told them, no harm done, focus is Yemen. CNN's got Democrats like Representative Adam Schiff on saying, this is a breach, we need answers. NPR says allies might balk, trust shaky now. The New York Times calls it a test. Could it shift Trump's Houthi strategy? Both sides are loud. Slip up or security flop? All right, here's a heavy one from overseas with the U.S. angle. Hundreds of Palestinians took to Gaza streets against Hamas. Reuters says protesters hit Beit Lahia chanting Hamas out after fighting flared up again. Rare public pushback against the group, and it's got Washington watching. What's going on? The Associated Press reports it follows a U.S.-Russia Black Sea ceasefire talk Tuesday. No broader truce at this point, and clashes restarted. Fox News says about 300 marched, but small but bold, demanding an end to the war. Some blame Hamas for stalling peace. The New York Times notes U.S. drones buzzed nearby. Trump's team's been active since striking Houthis. Hamas hasn't commented, per Reuters. How's it landing? The Daily Caller's got some saying it's a sign. Hamas losing grip. An analyst told them, people are fed up, could shift dynamics. MSNBC's airing caution. Expert Lena Khatib said, it's a small Hamas still runs the show. NPR says U.S. officials are mum, watching, not jumping in. The Washington Post calls it fragile. Could it nudge Trump's Middle East moves? Both sides are in. Crack in control or fleeting cry. All right, let's jump into a big one shaking things up. President Trump just dropped a tariff bomb on the auto world. CNBC says he announced a 25% tariff on all cars not made in the United States, effective April 2nd, unless built here. It's a bold move to boost American jobs, but it's got the industry spinning. What's the deal? Fox News reports Trump spoke from the Oval Office saying, we're bringing car jobs back. Buy American or pay up. The Associated Press says it hits imports from Canada, Mexico, everywhere, though he gave the big three a one-month USMCA exemption back on March 5th. Reuters notes it's part of his broader trade war. Could jack up car prices by thousands. Automakers have till July to shift production or eat the cost. How's it landing? The Daily Caller's got some cheering. Say it's a lifeline for U.S. workers. A Michigan plant manager told them this could save us. Jobs were bleeding out. CNN's airing car makers like Toyota and Ford, they warned. Prices soar, sales tank. It's a mess. NPR says consumers might balk. New car costs could jump 10%. The Washington Post calls it a gamble. Could it backfire on buyers? Both sides are loud. Revival or ripoff? All right, here's a tense one brewing under Trump's Justice Department. It's under some fire over some missing Biden papers. Reuters says House Democrats launched a probe into why classified security briefings from Biden's last months, October to January, are gone. It's a new headache for Trump's team, and both sides are jumping in. What's going on? Fox News reports it kicked off after Oversight Chair James Comer flagged it Tuesday. Trump ordered a review then, but Democrats say DOJ's dodging. The Associated Press notes Comer's got partial logs showing gaps. Could be Ukraine or China stuff, he asked yesterday. What's DOJ hiding? The New York Times says Attorney General Pam Bondi's team fired back. It's routine archiving, nothing's lost. No files surfaced yet, though. What's the split? The Blaze got some saying it's legit. Secrets matter. A GOP rep told them, if it's gone, that's a scandal. DOJ's got to answer. CNN's airing Biden's old crew. Ex-aide Ron Klain said, it's a non-issue. Files get moved. NPR reports Democrats like Representative Jamie Raskin called it a distraction. They're fishing, he said. The Washington Post says it's early. Could spark hearings soon. Both sides are firm. Cover up or cry wolf. Let's wrap up with a big shift at the border. Trump's deportation machine just hit a speed bump. Fox News says border czar Tom Homan ordered a pause on all ICE flights after a federal judge expanded a ban on using the Alien Enemies Act. It's a blow to Trump's fast-track removals, and both sides are buzzing. What's the latest? The Associated Press reports Judge James Boasberg ruled, brought in his Saturday order after last week's flights to El Salvador sparked a fight. Reuters says it stops Trump's wartime law push, used to deport over 260 alleged Venezuelan gang members, until appeals play out. About 4,000 have gone since March 10th. Homan told reporters, we're grounded for now. Courts tied our hands. Flights to Guatemala and Honduras are on hold too. How's it splitting? The Daily Caller's got some fuming, saying it's soft on crime. A Texas sheriff told them, gangs win now, judges out of touch. CNN's airing relief. ACLU's Lee Gilmert said, this protects rights. Not everyone's a gangster. NPR notes families cheered. Some deportees claim clean records. The Washington Post says it's temporary. DOJ's appealing, could drag on. X is split, half back the pause, half call it weak. Legal win or security loss? All right, let's do one more. Trump's taking aim at kids and screens. Fox News says he announced a push to ban social media for anyone under 16. He wants Congress to act fast. He's calling it a family safety move, but it's kicking up a storm already. Well, what's going on? The Associated Press reports Trump spoke at a White House event, said platforms like TikTok and Instagram harm kids' mental health, pitched it as a day one priority. Reuters says it's a draft bill, fines for companies letting under 16 sign up. Needs lawmakers to pass, though. The New York Times notes he blamed big tech. They're poisoning our youth, he said. No timeline yet. Congress is out till April. So what's the take? The Blaze got some cheering, saying it's overdue. A child psychologist told Fox, screens wreck kids. Finally, some guts. CNN's airing tech firms. Meta and TikTok said, it's impractical. Kids need connection. NPR has teen advocates like 15-year-old Mia Lopez on. This cuts us off. It's our voice. The Washington Post calls it a long shot. Legal enforcement hurdles loom. X is buzzing. Half say it's smart, half call it overreach. Bold fix or tech clash? I appreciate your time and I know it's valuable. Thanks for spending some of it with me today. Please let folks know that we're here so we can reach a wider audience. As always, stay informed and stay balanced.